What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, we are in the new environment. And what do I mean by that? When we look at everything that's happening in the world, potential World War III, the intergender war, finances, all of it, this has fostered an environment where people are on edge. And for some people, they have a very short fuse, and all it takes is a small thing to light said fuse. And guess what happens? They explode. Like the man in this article that was published on the 8th of November. American lawyer, 77, arrested in Panama after gunning down two eco-protesters blocking a highway in a shocking video. Yes, of course, I went to a very uncensored site and I watched said video. And I'm going to nickname those two idiots Spliff and Blunt, because they both got smoked. An elderly American has been arrested after a gunman was caught on camera walking up to environmental protesters blocking a Panamanian highway Tuesday and blasting two of them to deletion. Disturbing footage showed a man with gray hair and glasses casually approaching the blockade on the Pan-American Highway and waving his finger while arguing with the demonstrators before pulling out a gun and opening fire. Other footage showed people standing around the bodies in the road in the Chaim sector of West Panama City, as well as the gunman being cuffed and led to a squad car. Police later shared a photo of the suspect handcuffed to a pipe as he was identified as Kenneth Darlington, 77, a lawyer and professor who holds dual citizenship in the U.S. and Panama, according to Newsroom Panama and agency France Presse. One of the two shot protesters was offline at the scene, while the second was pronounced deleted at a local hospital, AFP said. The violence came during the third week of protests over a large mining contract that allows Canada-based First Quantum Materials to operate in the region's largest pit copper mine for at least 20 more years. The roadblocks have cost up to $80 million in daily losses to businesses and have shuttered schools nationwide for more than a week. Panama President Laurentino Cortizo sent his condolences to the deleted protesters' families, saying that such a crime, quote unquote, has no place in his nation's supportive society. The deadly shooting came after Panamanian media reported that a demonstrator was run over and offlined last week by a foreigner attempting to drive past a roadblock. I'm gonna give this a FAFO score of 10. Gentlemen, let me reiterate. With everything that's going on in today's society, more and more people are unhinged. Now, going to the video of this guy, when he walks up, people don't assume he's a dangerous guy. Oh, he's old, he's white, you know, he's not going to do anything. However, There's a saying, it's the quiet ones who will fuck you up the worst. Look at the expressions on this man's face. He's not raged out. He's not angry. He's very, very calm. Remember, there are three things that people should fear. The sea in a storm, a moonless night, and the anger of a patient man. This guy was the third. He casually walked up. He was waving his finger, trying to talk to them. Obviously, they weren't trying to hear what he had to say. So guess what? He pulled out the burner. Now, when he pulled out the burner, that should have been, okay, let's end this. Let's get the fuck up out the road. They thought that this guy did not mean business. So, of course, after he pulled out the burner, one of the guys actually tried to approach him. And guess what? Bam! He popped him. Another guy tried to confront him. Guess what? Pop! He popped him. And after he did it, guess what he did? He casually started removing some of the blockade and tried to wave the other drivers through. Was that a man filled with rage? Nope. That was a man that finally said enough was enough. Now, a lot of these echo protesters, they've gotten away with being complete and total nuisances on the public. Unfortunately, this soft society has produced far too many soft people. And guess what? A lot of these soft-ass people, they're not prepared to deal with the true consequences of someone who's going to actually bring that smoke. Those guys who got deleted were not prepared for that old man to bring the smoke. However, there have been lots of videos of these echo protesters interrupting shows, sitting in streets, and sometimes people got up and started doing something about it. Hell, there was one series of protests, I believe it was in Germany, where one woman just got out of her car and she grabbed one of the protesters and literally drug her by her hair out of the streets. That was hilarious. There was another instance where I believe people were trying to get to the Burning Man thing, and they blockaded the road, and one of the sheriffs actually came in and he rammed the barricade out of the way. Man, that shit was hilarious as well. But yeah, a lot of these climate protesters, they're nothing more than wannabe revolutionaries. They're wannabe activists. Their lives are so miserable that they want to actually bring that misery to everybody else. Nah. But like the article pointed out, the other week, another protester got run over and deleted. When are these people going to get the message? There's a good way to actually make your point, to protest. But inconveniencing everybody else, that's going to set a lot of people off. That's going to piss a lot of people off. And guess what? Do not be surprised if you see more instances of these demonstrators, these protesters getting taken out. Hey, this is the new world we live in. Far too many people are on edge, and you never know what could set them off. That's why in my personal life, I keep things with people as quick, as cordial, and as lighthearted as possible. Because I'm going to reiterate, this man here, Mr. Darlington, he showed you there are people out there. All it takes is one small event to set them the fuck off. Hey, this man had his falling down moment, which is a great, great movie. especially when you watch it through the red pill lens. Oh my God. I really wish that he didn't go out the way he did. But in the end, that was a decision that he made. But let me reiterate one more again. This world has produced a lot of people who are seriously on edge. All it takes, one small thing, a snide comment for some people, getting too close for some people. And guess what? That will set them off into a berserker rage. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Go watch the video on a non-censored site. Let me know what you guys think. And people in this new society, you need to understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in society via the police, via the government, all of it, everything that you hide behind, that power is going out. And the world is going to show you a true reality. It is what it is. People are tired. People are pissed off. People are fed up. Do not be the spark that lights that person's fuse. Because once that fuse is lit, hey, whatever happens, happens. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.